all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, Michelle, it's spring cleaning time, and I don't mean your closets either. I'm talking about your body. And, oh, my gosh, we're looking in the mirror. We're going, oh, we've been hiding it all winter. No, we got to whip out the shorts.
Packing on the pounds. Now we got to get into the shorts and the bathing suit. Time to clean the body out.
All right, so it's time to do the spring clean of your body. We have Dr. Ellen Antoine, who has a background in emergency medicine and as well as one of the first practitioners in functional medicine by the Institute of Functional Medicine. And one of the things we want to do, Dr. Antoine, is we want to understand how can we now look at our body and say, what are these steps we have to take to be able to spring clean it? So welcome to Her Radio. What is the first step?
Well, thanks for having me. First, I'd like to just say it's important for us to understand, we hear the word detox and try to get rid of things in our body. We think of it as a fad. And understanding what detox is really important. So the body naturally detoxes on a regular basis. We urinate, we have bowel movements, we perspire, we exhale. The liver does something called biotransformation. We have lymphatic drainage. And I even consider dreaming a way of the body's natural way of sort of detoxing from emotional junk. And so you said spring cleaning. It's spring, and this is the best time of year to really think about optimizing all of those detox pathways in your body.
Well, let's take a moment now, and you know, there are a number of things we want to bring up. So the first one is, you say eat fresh, whole, organic foods is one of the first steps, right?
Yes. So we need certain phytonutrients, which we find in fruits and vegetables, all the different colors of the rainbow, which I tell my patients they should be eating on a regular basis. But we need to make sure that those foods are organic. Anything that's processed is going to have preservatives, artificial colors, flavors, other additives. But also, when we talk about fruits and vegetables, many of them are sprayed with pesticides or are even genetically modified. So we need things that are organic and, you know, grow in the ground pretty much.
So let's talk exercise. Dr. Peek, this is your specialty.
Get up and start marching, Michelle, for crying
start
out loud.
Start moving. Start moving. But and we know exercise is really important, right? That's just, I mean, circulation, overall health, and all those things helps relieve the stress. And then let's talk quit smoking. Tell us about smoking.
Well, there are over 4,000 different chemicals that are found in tobacco. And obviously, we've all heard the risks of lung cancer and increases your ability of developing all sorts of different toxicities and cancer risk, and decreases your ability to detox through all those pathways we talked about.
Got it.
Okay, so cigarettes. All right, so we got the eat fresh, whole organic foods, exercise, knock off the smoking, clearly drink more water, and
that's
I don't
me.
Mean diet sodas, you know, I mean
correct.
Water. Because for crying out loud, you know, enough already. And then remove contaminants from your shower. What's that about?
Oh, that's toxins.
There's toxins in our water.
Allergens.
So even when you talk about drinking water, you want to make sure your water is filtered.
Exactly.
There's a lot of toxins and garbage found in our drinking water. And on that note, make sure you drink at least half your body weight in fluid ounces of filtered water per day. But those same toxins are in our shower water, and we absorb things through our skin, so there are toxins that can get into our body just by taking a shower. So have clean water, have a filtered system in your house.
Oh, that's so important.
But it's also what goes on your skin, right? Your hair, hair, everything.
Absolutely.
So using natural cleaning products, too, in your home, another thing that I'm a proponent of, right? Because you need that, and we don't always know what those things are. So give us one tip there, too.
One of the simplest things to do is clean with vinegar and water. not use anything that has tons of chemicals that you can't pronounce. Most of those things you can't pronounce are bad for you. Things with parabens, things with petroleum products, all sorts of things, ammonia, all sorts of things in there that are just bad for our body. So as natural and as clean and as minimal as is best.
I love it. And then moving on to the next thing, you know, be careful what drugs you take. Well, that's fairly self-evident. You really, first of all, do you need the drug? Come on, whether
right,
it's over the counter or it's, you know, from a physician, you know, think 900 times before you take anything into your body like
Amen.
That. So it's important.
And know your body.
Yep. Oh, man. And then how about that alcohol intake, ladies, you know, with your little binge drinking on the weekend.
Drink your water instead.
Hello.
I mean, it's wine o'clock, isn't it?
Oh, stop it, Michelle. Just stop it right now. Oh, my God, you're encouraging them. And then switch to natural personal care products. Oh, Michelle, this is right up your line.
So this goes right into what
we were talking about, cleaning products. We don't want to have things that we put on our skin, we put on our hair, we put makeup on, we clean our house with. It is said that before a woman even walks out the door in the morning to go to work or go about her day, she's come in contact with over 140 different toxic chemicals.
It's crazy.
You know, make sure the product, like we can clean up our diet, we can drink all the water, we can exercise. We don't want to then pour a whole bunch of toxins into our system by the things that we put on our hair, put on our face. The things you use for your face and for your hair should be things that you'd be willing to eat.
Well, and those that gets into allergens as well. So I'm going to just tell our listeners that we just created a new website called skinsafeproducts.com. It is extraordinary because you can find things that actually work for you and don't work against you. So everybody needs to know that we just launched it last week. So we're very excited about it.
Oh,
and I couldn't agree with you more.
And
it's
there's
very
an
exciting.
App for that. You got an app.
There's an app coming out. It'll be out probably this week on Apple's, just waiting to approve it. And it's called Skin Safe. And it's going to revolutionize the way we think about our skin and what we use on our hair, our skin, nails, everything. So let's talk about the last one, which is meditate and focus on the positive. Talk to us about that.
So I think that this is crucial. We can tell people to change their diet and make all sorts of different changes, and there are tons of studies and research that show the way we think and the way we feel has a tremendous impact on our health. And so I ask all of my patients to spend some time each day writing what I call really is a gratitude journal and meditating on whatever that may be, whether it's prayer or something else positive. But the gratitude journal is, I suggest people write 2 to 5 things each day that bring them joy or that they're thankful for, and spend time focusing on that.
I want to make sure everyone knows that we're talking to Dr. Ellen Antoine. She is a specialist in functional medicine. It's helped us understand the 10 steps for a healthy and natural, as it were, detox. It's spring cleaning time, folks. It's eat fresh, whole, organic foods, exercise, get that cigarette out of your mouth, drink pure water. Remove the contaminants from your shower. That's right. They've got all kinds of toxins in that water. Use natural cleaning products in your home. Be careful of what drugs you take. All kinds of drugs, not just what the doc gives you. Limit your alcohol intake and switch to natural personal care products. Meditate and focus on the positive. Thank you so much, Dr. Antoine, for helping guide the Her Radio listeners. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And I think one of the key things that you just said was having gratitude and being grateful every single day. And that's what all of us at Her Radio need to be doing. And that just keeps you well and healthy. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.